Scripture this day comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, and this is in the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who's been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we've come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Anybody watch the Macy's Day Parade? Or have you ever watched? Anybody gone and watched a parade live sometime or another? Any parade. Anybody ever been in a parade? Oh, you guys are much less timid about that fact. There are in some cultures, Epiphany or Three Kings Day is a time of great celebration, and they have parades for that time. And as I thought about Epiphany, I couldn't stop thinking about parades. I couldn't stop, in fact, thinking about my brothers and I couldn't stop thinking about the summer. And maybe that's because it's just so cold that I'm already longing for the summer. But I thought of the summers that we spent in Iowa. And I thought about us three wise guys when we were little kids, up to misbehaving in the back of the car, being driven there, driven from Texas to Iowa to the family homesteads. And we would always arrive there around this seminal time in the small town where my parents grew up, which is the 4th of July. And the small town would grow. This was a town of maybe 1,000 people, if we're lucky. And it would swell to 5-10 times its normal size as all of the farmers who surrounded the community descended upon this small town for the festivities there, for a gala event, which we believe there was no comparison to what went on in this small town. And there was a parade that kicked off all of the event. One year, my brothers and I, we wore shirts that said "Cowboys" across the front, and we had cowboy hats and jeans and boots, and we marched holding a sign. I believe that this was all done by my parents as collateral for future in our life, because we didn't dream up these ideas, but they were imposed upon us. Anyway, we looked like that, and we had a banner or sign that said, "We drove all the way from Texas to be at Williams on the 4th. Another year, we were baseball players with the complete ensemble, and I believe it was red and white uniforms that we had, and we, again, held a wonderful, embarrassing banner that said, "Being in Williams," is Williams, Iowa, that's the name of the town, "on the 4th is a home run." I love my parents dearly. Now, this was all the beginning. What followed the parade was a fair. that went beyond our wildest dreams and imaginations. Who knows how many terrible and disregarded lash dishes and glasses of their kind were purged from farmhouses around the small town for the ring toss table and found their way into our cupboard at home. How many pies were baked and sold? How many goodies were placed for sales? How many goldfish found a new home, let alone what their life expectancy was in that new home? How much joy we derived from the cavernous, we thought it was so huge, and of course going back with adult eyes, it's much smaller now, but this cavernous inflated jumping station that was there, a train that would tow you around, tow kids around on its mini cars. There were big wheel races for little kids. And let me not forget the incredible fireworks display, which in our mind dwarfed anything that Boston or New York or Washington, D.C. had. My parents, in an effort to teach us the value of hard work, along with many other things that our suburban lifestyle could not teach, as they had learned in their own rural upbringing, following the fourth, left us behind in Iowa. And we spent a good portion of the remaining summer there. In those moments, we became the three brothers that had traveled so far, if you think of that hymn that we often sing on this day. We walked acres of soybeans, removing weeds by hand. We shoveled countless tons of hog manure. We were taught how to do things to piglets that I don't want to tell you about in a sermon. We learned how to drive tractors, and we picked up rocks, and we ground feed. What seemed the hottest of days, we would always be informed that it wasn't that bad, that there was a small breeze which our eyes could never detect in the few trees that were there in the grove. And if we dared to complain about the work being hard, then we would be forced to see just how hard it could be. Surprisingly, other than the embarrassing parade realities, we never held these summers against my parents. And in fact, all three of us treasure these summers spent following the fourth in hard labor. What I know, what I sympathize, what I understand best with the three wise men of the East is having an experience so changing, so altering, so forming, so transforming, so revolutionizing that you can't go back by the same way. It's not merely a reference to a route of travel, but also the mentality of living, the outlook that was held before, the value systems. After such events, everything changes. After our summers in Iowa, everything changed for us. My brothers and I followed a trail blazed by my parents, offering the best that we had ourselves at the end of our journey. We brought the best that we had, but we didn't change Iowa. Rather, it changed us. After the three wise men laid eyes on the Christ child, everything changed for them. These three people from the East followed a star, bringing the best that they had to offer, whatever, whomever, what they might find at the end of the journey. They brought the best they had, but it didn't change the one who laid in the simplicity of an animal's feed trough. Rather, it changed the ones who brought their gifts and who brought themselves. Who knows what it is they saw or experienced? It doesn't say in the gospel. But whatever it was, it changed them so drastically that their lives would never be the same. And this is what Epiphany is all about. The word itself means that moment of recognition, that aha, when one comes, one's world, one's perceptions, one's values change. Epiphany is our moment when, after traveling through the celebration of Christmas, we finally let the reality of God into our hearts through Jesus Christ. Epiphany is our moment to come bringing the best and finest that we have and to realize that it's not about what we can bring, what we can do, but about what has been brought to us, what is given for us, what has been done for us. A new life, a new way of being, a new way of existence, a new reality, which with going back the same way proving impossible. We will not and cannot return by the same way because that former way itself no longer becomes an option. Our lives forever changed. How we behave changed. How we interact with each other, with our world, changed. Yes, we will, like those three wise people, return to our own country, our lives, our living, but our way has changed. Our reality has changed. Our existence has been transformed. Christ came to overturn a value system through grace, forgiveness, and love. And we are called to do the same, to go back into our world from this place where we experience God and overturn our skewed value system through grace, forgiveness, and love. That all might come to this incredible moment of change in their hearts, in their minds, and in their lives. That is the epiphany of knowing that God loves them, each one, specially, particularly, and boundlessly. To ask yourself on this morning, what is it for you to go back by another direction? What is it for your life to be changed by the reality of God in Christ? What is it for you to be moved by the Holy Spirit? What direction will you take now? These are the questions that surround the arrival and the departure of the Magi. These are the questions that are answered by our own personal epiphany and the return journey. Just as I traveled with my two brothers, the three of us, and was changed by my experiences as a child in Iowa, so we travel from this date into the weeks and months and years ahead, ready for the change that comes through the movement of the Holy Spirit as we live in the reality of God's being and presence. So let us set off and go forth from here, returning by a different route. Let us pray. With the stars' radiance, O God, you guided the nations to the light. In a prophet's words, you revealed the mystery of the Messiah's coming. Through the Magi's gifts, you unfolded the richness of the Savior's mission. But rather than have that light shine in our lives, we dismiss the story as too impossible. Stars and treks and people of different backgrounds and lands. Our skepticism dismisses anything but division and validation of the way things are, the comforts we enjoy. Forgive us, O God. And thankfully, you shine your light into our lives again through the grace of forgiveness in order to scatter the darkness that covers the earth, that the light of your love may be known by all. As we stand in awe of that and seek to live by that, use us, your gospel people, to draw the ends of the earth into your family, into one. This we pray. Amen.